This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org.
The following sermon was preached on Sunday, April 9th, 2017. Palm Sunday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Not my will, but your will be done. In the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
During this Passion Week, Holy Week, we are supposed to be attentive, first and foremost, to these accounts of the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. A reflection on what we heard today. As many things as you can talk about, there is one thing which we can relate is a suffering. Not as our Lord did. We cannot get our heads around people being that evil and cruel to an animal, much less another human being, much less the Lord of glory. We need to understand that we cannot fathom the evils that our Lord endured. But I do tell people quite frequently, and it's usually individually when they're dealing with something, that the only way in this world that we can actually, truly, and objectively associate ourselves with our Lord Jesus Christ is through our sufferings, however they may manifest themselves. The sufferings in just getting old, sufferings in relational issues within our families or with our friends, issues at the workplace where we're not treated as we think we ought to be, all kinds of issues, you name your poison. You deal with them correctly if you are docile. Docility. It's not a word that we use so often in conversation anymore. To be docile. To be docile is to accept control from someone else. Docility is to receive instruction or to be submissive to someone else. If there is anything that violates, goes against the grain of our human nature, it is to be docile. We live in a society that tells us we ought not be docile. It's a sign of weakness. Our Lord Jesus Christ, docility was the manifestation of the most brave and courageous act that has ever happened on the face of this planet. And he was absolutely docile, and he did not need to be. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the second person of the eternal Trinity, Son of God. He did not need to accept control over anyone. He did not need to be instructed. He did not need to be submissive. He did it for us, solely and only because of us. And I don't mean us collectively, I mean us individually. Our Lord Jesus Christ was docile, and if we for one moment think we don't need to be, you don't need to be here. You are not worthy to be in the presence of the one who exemplified docility to us. Docility is not for us a natural thing, as I said. It is truly supernatural. It is not innate. It has to be given to us from somewhere else. And that somewhere else, the source of that is living God. If we are docile to the Word of God, to the traditions of our Catholic Church, to the continual magisterial teachings of that church, if we are docile in the purest sense of the word, if we allow them to control our lives, if we allow them to instruct us, if we are submissive to them, then we could begin to exemplify our Lord Jesus Christ in the trials of our life, as minuscule as they are compared to what our Lord endured for us. To be docile is to be called to self-discipline. It is called determination, I guess, in a more colloquial way. Determination to persevere through things that we don't want. You're in good company. Our Lord Jesus Christ in His deity knew that His divine will had to be fulfilled. He knew that He had to die on the cross. But in His humanity, His human will, and our Lord Jesus Christ has too, a divine and a human will, as the cross approached, they rebelled against one another. The divine will, knowing that He had to die on the cross, the human will shunning, being tremendously fearful to the point of death of not wanting to do it. We need to approach our difficulties in the same way. And just as our Savior, who said, "Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." When you're confronted with things in this world, no matter what they may be, never, ever allow anyone to tell you it is not God's will. It is God's will. If it's not God's will, whose is it? Cannot emphasize that enough. Touched on it a couple times in Passion, but we need to approach our life like that. Because then we are acting like our Lord Jesus, and that's what we're supposed to do. We are to be self-disciplined in the face of what our Lord puts before us. We can ask Him till we're blue in the face, and we should, that He take these cups from us, no matter what they may be, sickness, relation stuff, whatever. We can ask Him to take them from us. But we need to end that prayer by saying, "But not my will, but your will be done." And guess what the will was for our Savior? Our Lord did not take that cup from Him. He made Him endure the most horrendous of sufferings. He may ask the same thing of you. He will ask the same thing of you eventually. You need to suffer in silence. You don't complain about it. You might have to stand up for yourself, or I should say even more so, stand up for our Lord Jesus Christ when you're confronted with conflicts, maybe in your family that arise, when the supernatural and the natural don't meet, when your supernatural docility flies in the face and offends the natural people in your life. When that happens, you need to suffer in silence. You pray for them, you pray for yourself, and you persevere. You stand for your Lord Jesus Christ. You act in these things like He acted. You set your face like flint, and you deal with them. That is anything from the most minuscule little annoyances to the most horrendous problems that you may need to endure. Let's put it this way, that you will endure eventually. You need to approach that problem with the steadfastness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you approach them in His steadfastness, and you realize that no matter what happens, because, I mean, look at the world's perspective on what happened with our Lord Jesus Christ. He's a big loser. Couldn't save himself, like they kept mocking him. But guess what? He ascended into heaven and sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, awaiting to judge the quick and the dead, because he endured with self-discipline and steadfastness. We will inherit the same exact thing if we do the same. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.